There was violence as some protesters fought with police in Paris during what had otherwise been a peaceful demonstration. Thousands of people had turned out to express their anger about inflation, climate change, and the French government's planned pension reforms.
We're together against inflation, pension reforms, and public services reforms. It's important people are battling everywhere, even in the oil refineries.
I think a lot of people understand that the climate's being destroyed. It's obvious, but it's about convincing those in power.
Nobel Literature Prize winner Annie Ernaux took part in the demonstration alongside its organiser, opposition leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon.
France's hard left leader, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, is addressing the crowd on that float behind me. He called for this protest and he will hope that it will help revitalise the left-wing alliance that in recent months has been plagued by rivalry, infighting and scandals.
With what we are achieving here today with workers and political organizations, we are creating a new popular front that will one day take power in this country when the time comes.
The political left has been somewhat eclipsed in recent weeks by France's trade unions, which have led a number of strikes, including the recent oil refinery walkouts. At a time when pressure on the government is mounting, Mélenchon wants to regain the spotlight and ensure his left-wing alliance remains a significant opposition force. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Paris.